When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are thrilled to have on the phone with us our friends from, I'm just going to say it, from Augustana in Park Ridge, even though I know that we're going through a rebranding and I can't wait to hear more about that. But we are with Housing Director at Park Ridge, Anna Amy, and also Chaplain Gordon Gathright, who is with Augustana Health. And it's just so great to chat with both of you. How have you been and how are all of our friends at your two facilities doing, not only with COVID, but also with this terrible cold we've been having?
It has been a little cold, Mo. It's been cold, So grateful that it's going to warm up.
We're grateful, too. So who would like to tell us about the rebranding? Because I know that's going to be happening soon, and I want to be sure that people don't get confused when they hear others or you or the radio station or whomever talk about Hastings Health and Senior Living. Tell us about that.
We are going to be changing our name on March 1st officially, and it will be Hastings Health and Senior Living. We're all part of the Cassia Ministry, which is our corporate office that was the coming together of Augustana and Elam about 3 years ago. So it's been a process over the last couple of years. We've always been one campus on Hastings. I mean, the care center has been here for a long, long time, and the apartment building, our Park Ridge, has been around for almost 20 years. And I think it gives the residents or the whole community an opportunity for a whole continuum of care, from independent senior housing all the way to long-term care. And so it's just the whole continuum of care as you age. Our goal is to have you age in place and to provide the best care possible. So because our name's changing doesn't mean our great service and care is changing at all.
You know, I really think it's a great concept, and a lot of people that move into Park Ridge, they're just downsizing into something a little bit smaller. They certainly don't need any help with, you know, either medication or food or somebody really looking into them. A lot of them keep their cars parked there, don't they, because they come and go a lot. So tell us about the clientele that you have and how, if you do need extra services, there are some.
When a lot of people move into our building, they move in completely independently. Like now that it's been so unbelievably cold, it's fun, even though we've had COVID in the building, but we've been COVID-free and have been vaccinated, so that's exciting for our building. They're able to get out and walk and move. We have a little dog that lives in our building, and he's a politician because he knows how to work everybody over. Certain people rub his belly, and he just knows how to get treats from people. And my dog is so jealous of him because our walks at home have been maybe a half a block till he starts going, "Oh my gosh, I'm so cold." And so Hunter, like our cute little puppy dog on here, gets around, and I'm like, "Oh, he's so jealous." I'm so jealous of him because he gets to get out and do some walking. So part of it is just that you're in this community that you have some access to be amongst others and be out, because everybody, when it's this cold, has been staying home and not going anywhere, so you get the little connection. So a lot of times our seniors move in and they're just sort of planning for the future. It's a great place to age in place, so they move in and still do their independent things, come and go. We have, you know, a full line of activities. I mean, it's changed over the past year, but you know, we have get-togethers, happy hours, small groups, gatherings, Bible studies. It will all come back, I know. And the Hastings community is great, where we get together and go out, like, on the boat. I can't wait till summer and get to go out and do those activities. So a lot of times people move in completely independently, and they make their friends. And then, as you know, time flies by a lot quicker than we want, and we age in place. And sometimes it starts with, oh, you know what, cleaning around the house isn't so good, and I'm not scrubbing the bathroom like I should. And we are able to provide those services. And then sometimes, like, you know, we have cataract surgery, and you got to get those drops in place. And you know what, they're hard to get those drops in your eyes, so we have nurses' aides that are here that can help assist with them. And then as you continue to age, you need different things. Like all of a sudden you become a little more unsteady in the shower. I mean, we have the zero entrance showers, but it's nice to be able to have someone there and to have help. And then, you know, sometimes family's great to help out, but then that changes the relationship between a family member and their parent because they're becoming the caregiver. We're able to add that extra layer so that you can keep that parent-child relationship. You don't have to. You can obviously provide the care, but this sometimes makes that relationship continue how it has been.
Anna, I've been in a couple of people's spaces at Park Ridge, and they're lovely apartments. Can you tell us, are they studios? Are they one-bedroom, two-bedroom? What is that like? And do they all have kitchenettes? The one I've been in, they have kitchens. And then where does food service come in? Because do you do any of that as well?
Yes. Well, all of our apartments, we were built as completely independent. So every one of our apartments has a full kitchen. And we have a range. We have some one bedrooms, one bedroom with dens, and two bedrooms. And so we have two sizes, one bedrooms. One's a little bit smaller with the walk-through so you can go right into the bathroom or just depending on the size that you need and what makes you more comfortable. Because like our large two-bedroom is close to 1,100 square feet. And so that's a lot of space. And then our smallest one-bedroom is 675 square feet. So there's a range in sizes. And residents are able to get three meals a day. The care center provides our meals, so it is just, we're connected via a tunnel, and so they bring our meals over for us. And excited, because this week we're back to eating in the dining room, so it's fun to see people's faces and come together.
And that's new. You've been not in the dining room for how long?
Okay, it seems like forever, but we were in the dining room for a while this late summer and fall, but then we stopped again probably in October. So,
oh, it's going to be so fun. That'll be so great. So that's an opportunity for people, even if they don't need it, could they do it on a day-by-day basis?
Yes, they can pick and choose. With our menu, I think, you know, wherever you go, we put the menu out because it's provided by the kitchen staff next door at the care center. And if you guys have been there for any rehab, there are some meals that you absolutely love that are your favorites, just like at home. And there's some meals that are not your favorites. So you can pick and choose and get your meal. And it's a nice hot meal. Even during COVID, when we've had to deliver, we've been delivering on warm plates. So they do get to eat a nice meal in their room, but it's fun to come together and visit while you're eating.
Tell us more about Hunter the dog. Whose dog is he? Is it a boy dog?
It is a boy dog. He is one of our residents' dogs. Because Park Ridge, we're able to have pets in our building. We like to keep our dogs under 20 pounds, but somehow cats can get to unbelievably sizes. I don't know how that works, but cats are perfectly acceptable too. And he's just a little, I think some type of terrier mix. He's just such a friendly little dog. He just is, I don't know. He hangs out in our library because our resident volunteers and we've got a great library. We were blessed with a former librarian in our building, so now it's all nicely organized. And she pays attention to what books we enjoy reading and adds to that collection. And so, you know, we sometimes have to restaff them so you can find him in the evenings hanging out in the library. But that's after he's made a round. In our lobby area, we have a couple side tables, and one of them has a stash of doggy bones because, you know, everybody wants him to come up and say hi to him. And he's just really fun. And he knows in my office that he comes in, and I have a stash of doggy bones too. So, but yeah, we allow pets in our building. It's funny how a pet makes such a great, just a great addition to any life. So,
you know, it does. And I think also the social piece of what you're talking about, a lot of folks maybe would be more isolated if they lived in their own home, but you really are a family, aren't you, at Park Ridge?
Yes, we are. I think everything wonderful that Hastings is, we're a small community. Park Ridge is kind of a microcosm of that, of how we all come together and are really, such great friends. And it's kind of, not everybody who moves into our building is from Hastings, Probably about 60% of the people that live in our building have lived in Hastings their whole lives, and they just know this is where I'm going to go. And probably about 40% of them come because they have families that live in Hastings and they want to be closer to their kids, and this is just a great building for them. And so it's a really nice mix, but they all know that they're going through the same thing. It is a big move to go from your home of something that you've known for a long time to all of a sudden apartment living. So there's really good things about the apartment living, but it's still a big change, from, having to worry, like right now, having to worry about stuff outside. You don't have those worries, but it's different because, you are living a little bit closer to your neighbors, which is all good and bad. But like Hastings, sometimes people know exactly what's going on, and that's what happens in our building, but it's mainly in a supportive, caring manner.
Chaplain Gordon, I would assume that you see a lot of the benefits of being connected to people, especially during this time of COVID, where people are more isolated. That's an important part of us, isn't it?
It's good that both buildings are connected by the, by the tunnel, and it's good to be able to be part of what's going on because we're trying not to share COVID between the buildings. I haven't been in the building as often as I would like to be, but I've still, tried to stay connected with residents through phone calls and visits when it's just absolutely, the best thing that I can do for people. So it's been really hard for all of us to try to live in this new normal of COVID for the last year because we're so used to being together, spending time together. We've changed a lot of things that we have loved doing. We're still trying to do some of that, but because of COVID, we can't. The one thing that's been a constant has been our men's breakfast. Every first Saturday of the month, we have a group that have cooked breakfast for the men and just have a gathering on that first Saturday. And so we've been doing the breakfast delivery-wise, and Sherry, who's in charge of activities, and Anna have come in to help, and then one of the residents here also goes around with us as we pass out the meals. So we tried to keep some things as normal as possible, and other things we've just had to stop because of the nature of the activity.
Tell me a little bit more about this tunnel. I guess I didn't know there was a tunnel that goes between Park Ridge and Augustana. So it's not myth. That's a real thing.
No, it's not a myth.
It's a gift. It's a great gift.
Especially in this cold weather.
Yeah.
You don't see it because, of course, it's underground, and it's not a very long tunnel. And actually, it's become a kind of our pseudo art gallery because we have paintings hung up there. And Pastor Gordon tells me it's a great spot to sing because it echoes back really nicely.
I like that. Tell us how COVID is going, please. Anna at Park Ridge, are you able to get your residents a vaccination?
We have actually had our second round of vaccinations last week.
Oh, wonderful.
So we have done both rounds, and our building is over 90% vaccinated. We have some people that are in the process of getting vaccinated. They weren't able the first time. And then there's just a few people because of some medical things happening in their lives that they're choosing not, or that the doctor has recommended that it's not vaccinate or not to get vaccinated. And then we're going to keep up vaccinating our residents as they move in. And so I'm hoping that we'll keep up the high percentage to keep COVID at bay here. So hopefully in the very near future that we are able to get back together again. I think that's the big thing that we found out during COVID, that what a treasure all of our seniors are. And when we have to be separated of them, that desire to see them and to connect with them is just so strong. So I really believe that we are back in the direction that we are going to be able to connect again. and be together again. And I'm very, very happy that our pharmacy, Augustana and Elam, when they came together, they developed a pharmacy called A&E Pharmacy. They were able to provide the vaccines for all of our residents, our staff. And then we also did a nice sort of bubble around our seniors, so a lot of family members that were older were able to get the vaccine. And so hopefully, you know, when we're done with our 2 weeks, that they'll be able to come in and not be as fearful of, oh my gosh, am I going to be passing along this virus to a loved one.
Do you feel that there's a lightness in the air at Park Ridge because of that?
Yes, I think there's real hope that maybe we're turning the corner and can see that, yep, we're going to move past this pandemic. I know it's been just a really hard year, and how people have been separated and have changed. You know, it's all goal is to keep them safe, but yet part of it is connecting with your family and being with the ones you love and treasure. And so I think we're really optimistic that we are on that path, that it's going to be, hopefully by the time we see green grass again, we're getting together again. That's what I'm optimistic for.
I like your optimism. Anna, do you have any openings at Park Ridge?
We do have some openings. I think people were waiting with COVID, and they were waiting till spring. And I think if people are thinking about moving, if they're thinking, oh, I should be selling my house come spring, that's going to come fast. So I really hope we have about 5 open apartments, which is kind of a new thing for us, because we've had really good success because people decide this is where they want to be. So we have like 4 one bedrooms and 1 two bedroom that's available. And so I think people need to start planning that, you know what, spring is coming. I am going to decide I'm sick of having to deal with all the things of my house, and I want to live carefree, and now is the time to plan ahead, because we know that it's going to take a month or two before you get moved in, and we know it's going to take a month or two to get ready to sell your place. It's a process, and it's a journey that we're all on to where we're going in life, and we just want to be part of it.
And how can people get a hold of you, Anna?
They can give me a call. My number is 651-480-6300.
We want to thank our guest today, Anna Amy. She's the housing director at Park Ridge, which is part of Hastings Health and Senior Living. And we also want to thank our friend, Chaplain Gordon Gathright, who is also part of Hastings Health and Senior Living. And he is mostly at the Augustana piece. So thank you so much, both of you, for calling in today. And if you have any questions, as Anna said, please give a call at 651-480-6300. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars